Usually when we talk about law firm growth, there's this real tendency to treat marketing like a vending machine.
Right, like you just put a dollar in and get a lead out.
Exactly. You
Yeah.
put money in, you get leads out. And it's
Yeah.
viewed as this very simple linear transaction. But then a firm hits a certain revenue mark, say like $500,000 or so, and suddenly that vending machine model just completely breaks down.
It really does because, I mean, you reach a point where you're no longer just buying clicks on Google.
Right.
You're trying to build an operational system that can actually sustain that growth, without completely breaking your internal team in the process.
And that infrastructure shift is exactly what we are diving deep into today. So welcome to the Legal Marketing Playbook from Forward Push Law Firm Marketing. I'm your host, Ron, and I'm joined by my co-host, Sandy.
Hi, everyone. Glad to be here.
Our mission today is to objectively break down two very distinct models for law firm growth. So we're looking at Hennessy Digital and we're looking at Forward Push.
And just to clarify for everyone listening, everything we are unpacking in this deep dive is based on a highly detailed article that was recently published on the Forward Push Law Firm marketing website.
Yeah, it's a great piece. So we're going to look under the hood of both of these agencies, analyze the actual technology they use, and hopefully help you figure out which engine actually matches the reality of your firm right now.
Because look, whether you are running a regional practice that's, just starting to scale, or you've got this massive multi-state operation, understanding the mechanics behind these agencies is totally vital.
It's structural. If you drive the wrong engine into your firm, you aren't just burning through your marketing budget. I mean, you're losing critical time in your market.
Exactly.
So when you realize you need a better operational system, I think the natural first instinct is to look at the top of the market, right? You want to see what the absolute giants are doing.
Sure, you look at the enterprise level.
Yeah, and that leads us directly to Hennessy Digital. They have a completely legitimate claim to being one of the most technically sophisticated legal marketing agencies in the country.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, Jason Hennessy has been reverse engineering Google algorithms since 2001.
Wait, 2001, that's practically the stone age of the internet.
It really is.
Yeah.
And the agency itself has been on the Inc. 5000 list 6 consecutive times.
Which, is incredibly hard to sustain in the legal space.
Right. And their client roster really reflects that level of technical aggression. They serve what the industry calls the A-list 100.
Right. So we're talking about firms like Ben Crump Law, which is a massive national civil rights brand, and Simran Law Group.
Yeah, these are multi-location mass tort and national class action firms. And their goals are proportional to their size. So they aren't looking for a 10% bump in leads.
No, they're chasing like a 1,000% increase in Google rankings.
Exactly. They want 2,000% boosts in website traffic across a national footprint. And to achieve that, they built what they call the HD platform, which offers this total technical transparency.
Yeah, the source material mentions it gives these massive firms real-time data on ROI, keyword performance, and content production.
Right.
And I actually noticed they even have a Kosovo engineering hub,
Yeah, that's a huge piece of it.
which allows them to resolve technical tickets in under 24 hours. And that's a really big deal when you have an enterprise-level website with, thousands of pages where a single broken link can literally cost thousands of dollars.
Oh, totally. Plus, clients maintain ownership of their websites and they work on month-to-month contracts. But here is the analogy that I think puts this into perspective. Hennessy Digital is essentially a Formula One racing car.
Okay, I like that.
It's a stunning, incredibly powerful piece of engineering. But to actually drive an F1 car, you can't just get in and turn the key.
Right, you need a massive pit crew.
Exactly. You need specialized fuel, a dedicated logistics team, and an enormous budget just to get the car out of the garage. Their entry pricing technically starts at $5,000 a month.
But realistically,
Realistically, the budget required to fuel the profile of the client they are actually built to serve, the content velocity, the high authority link building, it is much, much higher.
But let me ask you this. If I'm listening to this and I'm running a firm doing, say, $700,000 in revenue, why wouldn't I want to stretch my budget to buy a piece of that F1 engine? I mean, if they're generating all that massive traffic, isn't that the whole point?
And that is the exact trap a lot of firms fall into. And it brings us to what I call the infrastructure gap, because generating traffic is completely useless if your firm's internal infrastructure cannot capture it.
Right. The traffic just bounces.
Exactly. And this is where the divergence between these two models gets really stark. Let's look at how Hennessy handles lead capture. So within that HG platform we just talked about, they have a feature called the Intake Scoreboard. It tracks how fast a firm's internal staff responds to leads, and it puts those response times up on a dashboard for management to review.
So it's basically tracking the performance of a massive internal call center.
Exactly.
But what happens if a prospect calls at, 9 p.m. on a Saturday or during a holiday weekend, and the firm doesn't have a 247 internal staff?
Then the Intake Scoreboard simply logs that missed call after the fact. It surfaces the problem, but it does not solve it.
Wow.
Think about it. A mother gets into a severe car accident on a Saturday night. She searches Google. She clicks your Hennessy optimized link, calls the firm, and gets a voicemail.
She's not going to leave a message.
No. She immediately hangs up and calls the next lawyer on the list. On Monday morning, your Intake Scoreboard will light up and tell you that you missed a highly qualified lead. But the lead is already gone.
So the scoreboard is kind of like an autopsy report?
That's a perfect way to put it. It is built for a firm that already has a massive multi-shift internal intake team that needs to be managed and scored.
It diagnoses the bleeding, but it doesn't apply the tourniquet.
Precisely. Now contrast this with the forward push model. Their approach is fundamentally different because it's engineered for firms starting around that $500,000 annual revenue mark.
Right, and those firms typically do not have a 50-person call center.
Exactly. So instead of a scoreboard that just logs your failures, Forward Push integrates a system called First Chair AI.
And how does that actually work in practice for the user? Is it just like a basic chatbot on the website?
No, it's much more sophisticated than that. First Chair AI handles after-hours phone and web intake conversationally.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So if someone calls at midnight, the AI system engages the prospect instantly. It asks the qualifying questions, it gathers the incident details, and it can even schedule the follow-up consultation directly into the firm's calendar.
So it actually closes the gap before it happens.
Exactly. You wake up on Sunday morning to a qualified scheduled lead rather than a red mark on a scoreboard.
And the source article also notes that Forward Push layers in a retargeting system alongside this.
Yes, the retargeting is huge.
So if that same prospect visits the site but gets distracted, maybe the kids are crying and they don't call immediately, the retargeting keeps the firm's ads visible on their social feeds and other websites during that crucial 24 to 48 hour decision window.
It creates a closed loop system. You generate the traffic, you stay in front of them if they leave, and you capture them instantly when they engage, regardless of the time of day.
That makes a lot of sense for a growing firm.
It does. Now, we need to look at the business structure behind these agencies, because the technology an agency uses is really only half the story.
Right. Who actually owns the agency and how they operate, that dictates the client experience just as much as the software does.
Absolutely. Building enterprise platforms like Hennessy's requires massive capital, which often leads to major operational shifts. In June 2025, Hennessy Digital was acquired by Herringbone Digital. And Herringbone is backed by a Dallas-based private equity firm called Trinity Hunt Partners.
Ah. And private equity entering the picture usually changes the fundamental metrics of how an agency defines success.
It changes everything. And the consolidation didn't stop there. By early 2026, Herringbone also acquired Blue Shark Digital.
So it's a roll-up strategy.
It is. The strategic play by the PE firm is very clear. They're rolling up niche agencies across legal, dental, and healthcare into one massive multi-vertical platform. The goal of PE is to build a massive portfolio, cut redundancies, and, maximize EBITDA.
It is a bit ironic, though, considering Hennessy's history in the space.
The irony is incredibly thick. Yeah. I mean, Hennessy built a very meaningful chunk of its business over the years by explicitly positioning itself against the proprietary Scorpion model.
Right. They pitched founder-led accountability.
Exactly. The whole message was, we don't lock you in. We are an independent team of legal specialists. But today, that same founders agency is the cornerstone of a private equity-backed platform that is also strategizing on how to market dentists and healthcare clinics.
Which is quite a shift.
Yeah. Now, to be completely fair, the agency maintains that their executive leadership is intact and the day-to-day client experience hasn't changed. But if you are evaluating them, you should absolutely ask current Hennessy clients how that PE transition has actually felt on the ground.
Which presents a really sharp contrast to Forward Push, because the article points out they remain independently operated out of Atlanta, they exclusively serve law firms, and their operational model isn't subjected to those private equity margin pressures or cross-vertical distractions.
Right. They are completely independent, and they only do law. So we've covered the tech infrastructure and the ownership structure, but let's look at long-term scale. Let's say you implement a great digital strategy. You capture the leads with AI intake, and your revenue skyrockets. Eventually, you are going to hit a growth ceiling in digital search.
Because you just max out the available Google volume in your specific city.
Exactly. There are only so many people searching for a lawyer on any given Tuesday. At that point, you want to become a household name. You want to be the firm people think of before they even pick up their phone.
Right, so you have to scale offline to create true brand awareness.
Yes, and here is a major limitation you have to factor into your agency choice. Hennessy Digital offers absolutely no offline advertising. None.
None at all.
No television commercials, no radio spots, no billboard buys, no print. If you want to scale into traditional broadcast media to build brand gravity, it is completely outside of their scope. You would literally have to hire a second agency just to handle your offline buys.
That sounds like a logistical nightmare.
It is. Forward Push, however, bridges this gap as part of their long-term system. A perfect example from the source material is Dave Buckley. He's a personal injury attorney in New Hampshire.
Oh, right, the article mentions him. Forward Push worked with him, starting at that regional digital growth stage, and eventually scaled his marketing all the way up to producing and airing a Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, a Super Bowl commercial. That is a massive operational leap.
Huge leap.
And to support that kind of omni-channel presence, Forward Push also provides a video content engine. Because as a lawyer, your time is your most constrained asset. You cannot be sitting in front of a camera shooting TikToks and YouTube shorts all day when you have actual cases to litigate.
Right, you can't be an influencer and a full-time litigator simultaneously.
Exactly. So Forward Push uses a system where they shoot strategic batch content with the attorney once, and then use their engine to cut, optimize, and distribute that content across platforms continuously.
So it scales the attorney's voice without demanding a proportional increase in the attorney's time.
Precisely. Now, despite all these differences in offline capabilities, target audiences, and ownership, there is one frontier where both of these agencies are aggressively aligned. And that is the future of search artificial intelligence.
Because the landscape of how a consumer looks for a lawyer is fundamentally changing right now. We're moving away from just, typing keywords into a search bar.
We're moving entirely away from the 10 blue links on a Google page. Both agencies are heavily investing in AEO, which is answer engine optimization, and GEO, generative engine optimization.
And if you are planning your marketing budget for the next 3 years, you really have to understand how this works under the hood.
You do. We are moving toward AI systems like ChatGPT and Perplexity, synthesizing an answer for the user.
And the data in the article shows exactly why they're prioritizing this. AI-cited results are converting at dramatically higher rates than traditional search.
The conversion rates are wild.
Yeah. Forward Push is seeing ChatGPT.com and Perplexity.ai showing up in their analytics as confirmed high-converting referral sources for their law firms.
And the reason for that is because the psychology of the user is different. When you look at a Google page, you know the top links are ads. Your guard is up.
Right, you're skeptical.
Exactly. But when you ask an AI, who is the most qualified commercial vehicle accident lawyer in Atlanta? And the AI says, based on my analysis of case results and peer authority, you should call this firm. The user trusts it implicitly.
The conversion friction just vanishes.
Completely vanishes. So how do these agencies actually engineer your website so the AI cites you? They use a few highly technical strategies. First, they build what are called topical authority blocks.
Okay, let's unpack that.
Yeah, let's explain this. Imagine your website's a library. In the old days of SEO, you just wanted a really loud book cover. You stuffed keywords like Atlanta car accident lawyer onto a page 50 times and just hoped Google ranked it.
Right, keyword stuffing.
But today, large language models, LLMs, they don't care about keyword density. They process relationships between concepts. So to convince an AI that you are an authority, you have to build an interconnected web of highly detailed content covering every possible subtopic.
So you don't just have a generic car accident page.
No, you have deeply researched pages on intersection collisions, traumatic brain injury diagnostic protocols, and local Atlanta traffic court procedures. You are proving to the algorithm through semantic clustering that your library on this subject is deeper than anyone else's in the city.
Which requires a level of substantive depth that a lot of traditional SEO writers simply aren't equipped to produce.
Oh, absolutely not.
And it also changes the actual structure of how the content is written, right? Moving to what they call an answer-first structure,
Yes.
which for lawyers has got to be completely counterintuitive to how they were trained.
Oh, it is the exact opposite of law school. In law school, you are taught the IRSE method.
Mm-hmm.
Issue, rule, application, conclusion. You build your argument up to the final answer.
Right, you lay the foundation first.
Right. But AI optimization requires you to invert that completely. LLMs do not want to read a 1,000-word preamble about the history of tort law before they figure out what the page is about.
They just want the answer.
They want the specific, definitive answer to the user's prompt in the very first sentence, formatted cleanly, so the machine can ingest it, vector it, and serve it instantly.
But where the real technical engineering happens is in the code itself, isn't it? Specifically with schema markup.
Yes. Let's break down schema because it is critical. Schema is essentially a hidden layer of structured data on your website. Instead of hoping an AI reads your About Us page and naturally deduces that you are a lawyer, schema explicitly hands that data to the machine in its native language.
So it completely removes the guesswork for the algorithm.
Exactly. Think of it like the metadata on an e-discovery file. You don't just send a raw PDF to opposing counsel. You send the load file that tells their e-discovery software exactly what the document is, who authored it, the date it was created, and its privilege status.
Oh, that's a great analogy.
Thanks. Schema is basically the load file for AI search engines. Both Hennessy and Forward Push utilize specific JSON LD schema tags like attorney and legal service. It explicitly tells the AI, this string of text is a phone number, this string is a review rating, this is the geographic service area.
And that ties directly into entity synchronization, right? Because the AI needs incredibly high confidence to actually recommend a firm to a user.
Yes, the confidence score is everything.
So if your firm's digital footprint is inconsistent, like if your suite number is formatted differently across various legal directories, the AI sees a discrepancy and its confidence score drops.
It plummets.
Both agencies prioritize making sure that data is identical across the entire internet.
They both play the AI game at a very high level. So if they are using similar playbooks for AEO and GEO, yeah, what is the actual difference between them?
It's got to be about context and scale.
It's exactly. Hennessy Digital is building this AI search visibility for complex national enterprise websites. They use proprietary tools like HD Translate, which is built specifically for massive practices operating in markets where, you know, over 35% of the potential client base is Spanish speaking. They are engineering for massive scale.
While Forward Push, on the other hand, builds this AI architecture as an integrated piece of a full ecosystem for mid-sized firms.
Right. They call this system case gravity. It isn't just about getting the AI to cite you in a vacuum. The search visibility is directly wired into their first chair AI intake infrastructure, which is wired into their retargeting layer, which eventually scales into their offline broadcast capabilities.
So it's built for the firm that needs the whole machine to work together seamlessly rather than just generating a massive spike in traffic.
Exactly. It really comes down to looking honestly at the operational maturity of your practice. Let's summarize the core takeaways in the playbook. If you are running a national mass tort operation or a massive multi-location personal injury firm, and this is the critical caveat, you have a huge internal intake team and a massive budget, Hennessy Digital is a very serious contender.
Their engineering depth, their ability to handle complex multilingual markets, and their track record with enterprise legal brands are undeniable.
But you must have the internal infrastructure to capitalize on it, or their intake scoreboard will just tell you how much money you're bleeding.
Yeah.
On the flip side, if you're an attorney who has built a solid practice starting around that $500,000 revenue mark and you need a fully integrated system built specifically for law firms, Forward Push is the right fit.
Because they solve the intake gap with AI, they give you a clear pathway to offline traditional advertising when you max out search, and they operate independently without the margin pressures of private equity. And I think the best next step for a firm leaning toward that integrated model is simply having a direct, transparent conversation about your specific local market and, you know, finding out if that case gravity system actually aligns with your growth goals.
And you can start that conversation with them right now. Thank you for tuning in to this deep dive on behalf of the Forward Push Law Firm Marketing Playbook. But before we go, I want to leave you with one final thought to ponder tonight.
Oh, I like these.
Look closely at your firm's current intake setup. Walk through the physical reality of it. If a massive, incredibly successful digital campaign suddenly doubled your traffic and your leads tonight, would your internal team actually be able to answer every single 9 p.m. weekend call? Or would you find yourself paying an agency thousands of dollars a month just to watch those missed opportunities light up in red on a scoreboard?